Love you, man. I'm Jeanette. I'm an addict. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Man, I'm nervous as usual. You know, and I usually get it out of the way and let y'all know that, right? Like, I get honest from the jump because it gets me out of that self-centered fear, right? To be honest, there's something in my self-destructive personality that still cries out for failure, right? But it keeps me humble, so I'm grateful, right? Keeps me trusting in the God of my understanding to be able to carry this message to you guys. Because if you leave it to me, my self-will tells me I'm still that worthless piece of homeless shit that was out there in the streets that couldn't do this. You know what I mean? So I'm grateful, very grateful and humbled to be here before you guys. So my topic, my topic is on page 183 of the Living Clean. And no longer blaming others and harboring resentments. It says, can be a way to pretend we have no responsibility for the work we must do inside ourselves and out in the world. And you tell me. Okay. Can y'all hear me better?
Yes.
All right. Hey!
Sorry.
That's okay. Yeah? One, two, one, two. All right. So I can tell you, man, my whole life was me hurting me but blaming you. It was my inability to accept personal responsibilities that I was actually creating my own problems, right? When the literature said get a better perspective on my life, I was still trying to get a better perspective on your life, his life, her life, their lives. You know what I'm saying? I missed that part. My inability to accept personal responsibilities. I'm talking about I couldn't say yes. I couldn't say no. You move, I move, we move. I can tell you that, you know, I'm married to someone in recovery, man, and it's been one of the greatest gifts. So I've had my most growth with myself, you know, because I came into this marriage with a belief system, an untrue, unhealthy belief system. You know, and I had this expectation, man, for him to live up to all that everybody else wasn't. And I was disappointed. I love you, babe. You're still gonna take me home, right? You know, thank God that I have a sponsor that helps reveal me to me, right? Every time I'm sharing about him, she'll bring it back to me, right? She's like, Jeanette, if God hasn't changed him, if God hasn't changed the circumstance, if God hasn't changed the situation, what is God trying to change about you? You know, and then I started to get this understanding that even with 26 years clean, man, this ain't about you, babe. I promise. Even with 26 years clean, man, that he's doing the best he can, right? That, again, it's tied into my untrue, unhealthy belief system, my perspective and my perception of how I perceive others on how they treat me, right? I'm talking about not applying the spiritual principles to every area of my life. I'm talking about my love being conditional. I'm talking about when you say all the right things and you do all the right things, we're good. And so, like, lately, I've been getting with, you know, when I feel an offense in my spirit, right? When someone offends me, you know, when we feel all those feelings that we don't want to feel, like betrayal, fear, jealousy, insecurity, inferiority. How about let's go the other direction, right? Self-righteousness, superiority, right? A disdain spirit. I'm talking about God revealing me to me. I'm talking about wanting to be free from the things that torment me, that take me hostage, and then use me to take hostages. So essentially, right, my defects of character use me against you. We all be some hostage-taking motherfuckers, right? We all be caught up in the grip, right? I'm talking about, like, only through step work, man, was I able to see, right, like, because I suffered from abuse, right? I suffered from neglect. I suffered from abandonment. I suffered from rejection. I'm talking about those seeds of addiction that were planted way before I took drugs. Those seeds that the fourth step talks about, right? If you don't believe me, it's in here. It's in the step working guides. And it talks about it in the Living Clean, about the inventory process, right? It says the fourth step is a method for learning about ourselves. It says the inventory process is also another avenue to freedom. Thank God for that, right? We have been prohibited from being free for so long, probably all our lives. Prohibited means you've been forbidden, you've been banned from being free probably all your lives. Many of us have discovered as we work the fourth step that our problems didn't begin the first time we took drugs, but long before, when the seeds of our addiction were actually planted. Okay. I'm talking about that seed of rejection. I'm talking about that seed of abuse. I'm talking about that seed of abandonment. I'm talking about those seeds that were planted in me that I expected you to fix. See, but when it never got fixed by you, it turned into self-centered fears at the root, right? So it got this root of self-centered fear. And then at the core of that self-centered fear is obsession. It's always about me, always. I'm always trying to manipulate the way I feel. I'm always trying to change that. And I will use you anytime to do that. So essentially what I'm saying is I was always trying to take something from the outside to change the way I felt on the inside, and it wasn't with drugs. Sex, food, money, men, relationships, way before I took drugs. And I was saying it's only through the step working process, man, that I was able to get some freedom. Right, like looking back, hindsight, right, my first day at rehab, and I showed up a day late, man, and my mama walked in there with me, right, the woman that used to beat me, I mean beat me to a pulp, y'all. I remember they said they didn't have a bed for me because I was a day late and a dollar short, right? And I'm screaming to my mom to get up off the chair she's sitting. I'm like, they ain't got a bed, let's go. And she started crying and she held on to this chair, man. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, if you go out there, you're gonna die. And I'm like, I know, so get the fuck up. I gotta go fucking die. And she wouldn't let go of that chair, man. And I remember this woman came around the corner and she said, all we want to know is if you're ready. And I said, I don't know, but I'm here. It was only through the 12 steps, man, that I got to find out that that day, Mama was saying, I love you. I'm talking about sorting through the contradiction and confusion of my life. What the disease and what the brokenness inside of me didn't allow me to see, prohibited me from seeing. The love that was already in motion, right? Like, no fronts, next month I'll have 14 years clean, right? I'm talking about God's grace and God's mercy, man, the people in the fellowship, the God that has shown up in my life, right? The God that created me and not the God that I created in my own mind, right? Let me tell you how my disease works, right? Like, my son had an outcry recently again about wanting to kill himself. Not the words a parent ever wants to hear come out of their child's mouth. Let's get honest about that first, right? But here's the hope shot, right? That I'm in fucking position to receive the message on the other end, right? When he does have an outcry, that he trusts me enough to pick me to say it to. And being in position to make a move. That you're not alone, man. Showing him everything that you guys taught me. And it's okay, man. Like, guess what? I'm not paralyzed by fear. I'm not in the fucking fetal position anymore, right? That's only through working the steps, right? But check this out. Man, I love our literature. I love our literature. This is one of my favorite parts. It's in step one, because I'm going to wrap it up, because I am. I got mascara in my eyes and shit. All right. So I'm talking about, just because we're clean, we're not exempt from life on God's terms. You know what I'm saying? It talks about in step one, man, hitting bottom, despair, and isolation. And it's in bold, right? Like, I love it. Hitting bottom, despair, and isolation, man. If you're clean and you're feeling this, I want to say thank God. Thank God for hitting bottom, despair, and isolation, because we get to. Some of us don't get to. Some of us just die. It talks about self-pity being one of the most destructive defects. You're already dealing with the destructive, violent power, so you better get your shit together. I'm talking about if you're feeling despair and isolation, if you've hit a bottom, thank God you get to. Now do something with it. That's all I have.